The power of the invisible and gruesome.
Did that record?
Yeah.
Right, that's how you start the episode, isn't
it? Dick
Welcome back, boys and girls. Episode 68 of A Pinch of Malt. Is it 68?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just talked about this. I couldn't remember if it was 68 or 60. Yeah, but you confused me by saying it's 69. We are currently we're recording this the day before Halloween.
Oh, spooky. Woo!
But it won't be out with you guys until
After Halloween. So just stay in the Halloween spirit for a week, and then we'll be with you guys.
Yeah.
So in a week's time, the only thing that's scary is Jamie's hairline.
He's not.
Can you hear the tumbleweeds in the room?
Can you hear that?
Can you hear the tumbleweeds in the room?
I saw the shock and horror in your face, Jamie.
Pussy hole.
So this is our Halloween special. We did one last year. This is our second Halloween special, boys.
Are you excited?
Pinch of Malt, second Halloween
special. You don't sound excited, bruv. Shout it.
Halloween special, yeah? Your boy.
Here, I mean a bit more, mate.
That's the enthusiasm we get from the Maltmans.
Well, I've been sitting here for half an hour. You two have been talking about fantasy football, haven't it? So I've been sitting here waiting. But it's right, ready to go now. I don't want to bring the mood down.
Don't be sitting there judging your little Under Armour top.
Oh, bloody hell. It's miles away from my mouth, isn't it?
It's already low as it is. It looks low on the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, well, we all look low, so...
I think it was like that last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Don't be sitting there in your little Under Armour top judging us.
I'm sitting there however I want, Aaron.
Your little... blue Under Armour top, looking like a little fool.
You better shut your mouth.
He looks like he works in Primark with that top on, doesn't he?
Right, everyone behave themselves, right?
In the middle of winter.
You two wear the same thing every single week we record. I'm the only one that changes anything different. You wear black on black, and he wears blue on black. That's it.
I've literally finished work less than an hour ago.
I don't care.
I come straight here from work.
I don't care.
What? You want me to show up to GKN, yeah? Looking like a Primark employee, man.
You used to work at Primark, so yeah, I want you to.
I wasn't there long enough, Kieran, to get a Primark top.
Here we go.
How did you enjoy that job?
Did he enjoy that job?
No, Jamie. Did I enjoy that job?
Primark. Things that piss me off about Primark is when you walk in and there's fucking clothes all over the floor, yeah, and you look at the employees and they're all standing there chatting.
Jamie, yeah. I used to be told...
And there's 1,000 of them behind the till as well.
I was told to go into the women's section and clean up the shoes, Jamie. Have you ever seen that during a rush? No, you don't want to see it, Jamie. So what I used to do is go, okay, walk off into the men's section, sit by the jeans, because no one went there.
There you go. That's all you need.
Yeah, I remember when I worked in River Island when I was 17, around Christmas time, they told me to go on the floor, on the shop floor bit, on the men's section. I walked out there, people were just throwing shit on the floor, yeah. So I went, nah, I'm going to go on the tills, innit? Just on the tills the rest of the day. I'm not doing that. Just people are savages.
Well, I always, because I've never had the actual pleasure of working in, like, the clothing retail side of it.
It's been so long now.
But what I realised when I'm in a shop as a customer with, like, clothes shops, yeah, is they want to take 4 years to ring up your fucking bill at the till.
Well, no, they've got to do certain things. Yeah, like, a lot of them have got to take security tags out and all that.
Yeah, so long, though. And, like, you'll be standing there. It's always in H&M or New Look, yeah? I'll name the shops, H&M and New Look. I'm in there, yeah? I don't want to be there in the first place. I'm looking at shit clothes that I don't look like anyway. And then... little girl behind, 17-year-old girl behind the till, yeah, she's looking at me gormlessly because all she's thinking about is her little boyfriend and his little dick at home, yeah. And
he's jumping with a lot of conclusions here, isn't he?
She might
be lesbian, mate.
But she's looking at you thinking, this small-legged motherfucker is looking at me Look, I'm a piece of shit. And I'm just here trying to work
Kieran,
my job.
I'm 19th in the queue, yeah? She's standing there folding her shit as slow as possible and not calling for anyone else. There's not a single call for anyone else. And then she smiles at me like I haven't been standing there for 45 minutes.
The funniest bit with me was when I worked at River Island is they pulled out all the stock that's been there since it first ever opened. So it's like 30 years worth of stock. And things that they don't throw it away. They'll keep it downstairs then that Christmas to bring it up, see if anyone will buy stuff.
Really?
Because fashion comes around again, doesn't it?
Mm.
So, yeah, I was just like, what the fuck is this?
River Island is a different gravy, mate. That's a small shop. Primark was big.
And you worked there for 2 weeks, behave yourself, innit?
3 weeks, Kieran.
3 weeks, behave yourself.
Yeah. I worked in Matland as well, Kieran. We know how big that shop is.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you worked in Matland. Do you remember we worked
Did you work in Matland?
Yeah, before we went to Edinburgh, Christmas temp.
What did you do for Matalan?
The same thing I'd done Primark, Jay.
Sat by the jeans.
you could not hide. I was on a Boxing Day clean-up, wasn't it? Have you ever been to a Boxing Day clean-up, Kieran?
That's I did.
In a shop like that?
Yeah, I did. I went to River Island,
isn't it? You got Pixar up from the floor, Jay, and find out where it is. And you know how big Matalan is? That shop.
It can't be that hard to find where it is.
You got to pick something off from the floor, Jamie, and find where it goes. Nah. Thank God I've moved on.
The joys of working in retail, eh?
Yeah. Thank God I've moved on.
Right, anyway. Well, we've got quite off the subject again there, guys. So it's Halloween special.
How did that come up?
I don't know. Who wants to go first?
It's like a follow-up from a previous story.
I think it must be our last Halloween special. When you last did this one, I can't remember.
Might have been. So, I've told you the story about Eliza Lamb, the woman that went missing in the hotel, the Cecil Hotel in America.
Yeah,
wasn't that weird recording?
She was found in the water tank, innit?
Yeah, she's found in the water tank on the roof, on the locked roof.
Mm.
The roof was locked. No one knows how she got up there.
Mm.
People have got their own conspiracy theories how she got up there. This is one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just simply called the elevator game.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to do this elevator game, you got to go to a building that has at least 10 stories, it's got to be at least 10 stories high with an elevator, of course.
Is that 10 floors?
Yeah, 10 stories, 10 floors.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you have to ask that question?
Yeah, because in America it's different, isn't it? I don't know if it's what a story is.
Are you right?
A story could be two things, Kieran. It could be what you tell your children, or it could be how tall the fucking building is.
Yeah, but you look at that building over there and you go, "That's 10 stories high."
I'll look over there and look at the house and be like, "That's 2 stories."
Yeah, but that's American.
Why don't you just say 2 floors?
That's American. That is 2 stories floors. Is American.
Stories in American, yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I just wanted to clarify, innit?
Yeah.
All right? Is that
you,
a crime?
You at your big age should know that. Do you know what I mean?
Aaron, I'm the smartest man in this room.
You are not the smartest man in the room.
Smartest man in the room. You're not. Calm yourself down over there. Keep calm, carry on.
You're not even the smartest man in the room when you're in the room by yourself, Kieran.
Right. So,
you brought the comedic aspect to this episode, Jamie.
So, the requirements are, you've got to be by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just you.
Mm. What, in a 10-story building?
In a 10-story building, it's got to be one building, no light attachments or
whatever.
So,
you'd have to be there at night, wouldn't you, really?
No, apparently it doesn't matter. But it has to be just you, one building, and 10-story with an elevator. That's the requirements, all right?
Mm.
You've got to enter your chosen building and get into the elevator on the first floor alone. Do not proceed if anyone else is in the elevator with you. Alright?
But you're by yourself, so why do they want to be with you?
If someone's with you, someone walks into the elevator with you.
Well, like a random?
Yeah, like a random person. You have to wait. Just walk out or whatever. You've got to be by yourself. Right? Mm. Press the button for the fourth floor. When the elevator reaches the fourth floor, do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the second floor. When you reach the second floor, remain in the elevator and press the button for the sixth floor. When you reach the sixth floor, remain in the elevator and press the button for the second floor. When you reach the second floor...
We used to do this on holiday.
Remain in the elevator and press the button for the 10th floor. When you reach the 10th floor, remain in the elevator and press the button for the 5th floor. When you reach the 5th floor, a young woman may enter the elevator. Do not look at her. Do not speak to her. She's not what she seems. Press the button for the 1st floor. If the elevator begins ascending to the 10th floor, instead of descending to the 1st floor, you may proceed. If the elevator descends to the 1st floor, exit as soon as the door is open. Do not look back. Do not speak. If you reach the 10th floor, you may either choose to get off the elevator or to stay on it. If you choose to get off, and if the woman entered the elevator on the 5th floor, she will ask you, "Where are you going?" Do not answer her. Do not look at her. You will know whether you have arrived at the other world, and one indication only, the only person present in it is you. The other world being the doors to hell.
So people tell me that you can enter hell through going up a couple of... Oh my God.
We're
trying this, isn't it? We're going to find a 10-story building. We're going to try this. We're going to find a block of flats and just keep going up and down, piss everyone off.
Yeah, but we can't do it together.
That's shit, yeah. We can't do it together. What if you do all that and then a young woman gets in the lift?
You can't look at her. You can't speak to her, Kieran. You'd be going, "Wagwan, darling." Especially Ginger.
You would be quivering in your boots, Kieran. You'd especially, be fucking standing there.
Depends
shaking.
How she walked in. If she looked normal, I'd be like, "This is all right." But if she walked in, head down, looking like Ring, I'd be like,
"You can't look at her."
But he said you can't look at her.
But how do you know she's going to walk
you
in?
You don't know what she is.
Because you see
she's not what she
in.
Seems. So what is she?
She is a demon, Kieran.
Okay, what? A lift demon.
A lift demon.
She's the demon of the lifts.
She's the lift demon. Oh, and this is why people think Eliza Lamb did this exact thing.
What, she was playing the game?
She's playing the game. She's pressing all the buttons. Do you remember the video? She was pressing the buttons. She'd walk out, wouldn't she? And then she'd walk back in and she looked really frightened, didn't she? Because maybe she played the game wrong.
But she didn't see anything come in the lift. I don't remember the video, but I'm pretty sure nothing came in the lift.
But maybe she played the game wrong.
Maybe, she was acting like she could see something.
Maybe she saw it, looked at it, and then she looked at it, freaked out, and then maybe that camera footage is deleted. Do you know what I mean?
Who deleted that? The demons.
Demon.
The demon in the lift.
And then I'm just saying, Kieran.
If you went up and down, and that woman walked in the lift. What would you do?
You gotta be calm. You gotta be calm.
How would you take it?
I don't know what I'd do. Just get out as quick as you can, I suppose.
You can't just get out.
But if you get out with the wrong part, if you're gonna continue, what happens if you get off at the wrong place on the 10th floor, and speak to her?
You go to hell, don't you?
If the elevator begins, press the button for the 1st floor. If the elevator goes up to the 10th, so you're on the 5th, so you get to the 5th, she's in the elevator with you, alright? If you press the elevator for the 1st floor, and it goes up to the 10th floor, you may proceed. If the elevator descends to the 1st floor, exit as soon as possible. So it doesn't really say you can leave.
I honestly think
reach the 10th floor, you may either choose to get off the elevator or to stay on it.
I genuinely think I would have the...
I thought you were possessed then. I don't know what was going on.
I genuinely think I would have like the unbelievable urge to lash out, and I would like want to hit her just in case she tried to do something.
What
to
you
me.
Think you can take out?
You
a
think
demon?
You take out a demon?
Yeah, but at that point you don't know it's a demon, do you?
Yes.
So what would you do then? You're gonna hit a girl. You're gonna hit a woman.
What if she's like?
No, but
she's just chilling. Just trying to go down the lift.
What,
and you're
yeah,
just
yeah.
attacking.
What if? What if it's
end up in prison?
Yeah. What if it's just a woman, yeah, who just happens to get on the elevator? Because like this,
that's some fucking coincidence. Though,
is 95% not true?
Why is it 95%?
It's 99% not true, isn't it?
But the thing is, though, yeah. So people say that this is how Eliza Lamb died, because she was in a water thing on the roof, wasn't she?
Mm.
A locked roof. The roof was not unlocked. No one knows how she got up there.
People will have a key.
Yeah, but who killed her, Kieran?
Maybe the janitor, or the person that looks after the roof, the man on the roof.
So
the man roof, the roof man.
Yeah, maybe the man that lives on the roof.
So, my question is, would you try this?
Would I try it again?
Would you try it? Would you try it yourself?
Yeah. Give me a 10-story building.
I'll risk it.
Why?
Why would you risk it? What's the point?
Why would you not?
If you do it and nothing happens,
nothing
happens, you waste your time.
Yeah, but you could have caught the attention then of the other world.
If you do it and something happens,
what other world?
I'm going to freak out, mate. I'm gonna freak out if that happens. I'm gonna freak out. I'm gonna look at the bitch. She's gonna stab me in the head or something. I don't know, man. She could rip me apart.
There's no way you can look at her, innit? There's no way. The urge would be unbelievable.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm gonna look at her. I'm gonna freak out and look at her.
And she's facing you directly, going.
Yeah, I'm like, this is it now, innit? I'll go down to the first floor, about Jane here. I'm dead, innit?
You'll cry. No, you'll cry in the lift.
I wouldn't be. I'll be a strong, independent man. I'll just be like, nah, I'm alright. Get out. First floor, walk off.
Just deal with it.
Walk off.
So, how you do to return from the world, you go back in the elevator, press the button for the first floor. If it doesn't work, keep pressing it until it finally does. When elevator reaches the first floor, exit as soon as the doors open. Do not look back. Do not speak. So you, Kieran, not being funny, Kieran. You're a mouthy bastard. So you're not. You are looking at the bitch, and you're gonna call her out.
If she got on, and then I'd be like, oh hell no.
You're like, bitch,
oh hell no.
Exactly. I wouldn't risk it. There's no point.
Well, if you took your phone out and went into selfie mode, would that count as looking at her? If you was like,
yeah, because you're looking at her through a camera,
and she's like,
yeah, she's
that's
like,
when I would 100% punch her in the mouth.
And she's like that, bro. She's like sitting there, it's like twitching and that behind you, innit?
Nah, I couldn't do it. I would scream.
I must admit, it would be freaky deaky if you did that, wouldn't it? If you got on, and then she would be like,
yeah, exactly.
She walked on?
Yeah, like really slowly walked on, like sat next to you.
Why would you risk that?
What do you reckon she'd be wearing? Like a veil.
Like Bloody Mary, isn't
it? Yeah.
Like a veil, Bloody like Mary, a weird like veil thing.
It's like Bloody Mary, isn't it? It is not true.
Yeah, like a black. Like,
we've all done it before. Veil. Yeah, but like a woman in black, isn't it?
Not like Victorian time woman, but like.
It might be. It depends what hotel it is, isn't it?
A hotel that old wouldn't have a hotel installed. Could be a listed building, surely.
That's creepy. We should try it. We can't do it together, but yeah, we should definitely do something.
I'll do it with you guys. I'm not doing myself in it. You the elevator door's open, bruv. You know, I've looked at the bitch the first time, innit? I've dead eyed her as soon as you got onto it. I'm like, ah, bruv. And that's it, yeah. Come down to the first floor and it'd be my blood splattered everywhere, innit?
And just blow up, spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
That would be too much for me. That would freak me out. Oh, that would be it.
Exactly.
And it could just be a woman getting on there just by chance.
Yeah. And it could just be like a random woman getting on there. And you'd be thinking, Jesus Christ, bruv. Do you know what I mean? I'd be losing my nut. I'd be screaming.
But you can't scream.
You can't speak, though. So, like that, bruv.
Now, you can scream, that's not speaking, Aaron. Screaming's not speaking. As long as you don't go fuck or.
That's what I mean, man. Like, when I heard that story, that gave me the spooks.
Did it
give you the spooks, Kieran?
Yeah, it's a little bit strange, I must admit. It is a little bit odd. But I wouldn't know what I'd feel like until I'm there.
Would you do Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I've done Bloody Mary before, don't worry.
Yeah, I've done Bloody Mary before.
We'll go upstairs and
I told you the freakiest time I've ever had in my life is when we did Morse code in France out the window with a lamp in it and someone did Morse code back. I thought that's it. and the end of life there, innit?
And that was one creepy ass mansion, Aaron. That was like an ex.
It was like a hostel.
It was a hostel, but it was in the middle of the country. It was an ex.
Middle of nowhere.
It was an ex. What was it when they used to send kids to a working home? Is it a working home? Where they used to have to go and work?
I don't know. They just told us it was the ex youth hostel. And then we got there and it was like all the walls were painted yellow and like they were all fucked.
Yeah.
And then I told you this story, didn't I?
And there's like three floors.
We were playing Bloody Mary and all that. We're just doing like random games like that. And then all of a sudden we flashed out the window with our lamp because we had one of those lamps that are attached like the things are here. Like attached like little...
Like
arms type thing.
Mm.
And then we did it out of the window and we flashed three times and then someone miles away flashed back at us. Like literally like three or four fields away flashed back at us.
Was it actual Morse code or were you just doing gibberish?
No, we were just flashing the thing. We kept going boom, like random things and stopping. And then someone kept doing it and then we did it back. They did it back again. Then we did it back. They did it back.
Yeah.
That's the freakiest time I've ever had. That's when I was like, I'm going to die. Some French ghost is going to kill me.
I'm pretty sure I've seen the ghost in Wardown Park.
Oh, bro.
I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah, but Jamie, you...
There's not a ghost in Wardown Park.
I was highly intoxicated, but...
Yeah, exactly, Jack. That's enough
sense. That could
have been
you looking at yourself.
All of us said that we see her.
And how...
See her.
And who was sober?
What? Right by the...
Who was sober, Jamie?
There was about three guys that were sober, because they're Muslim.
Mm.
But it was late at night.
Mm.
We'd all been getting smashed in the park and chatting to girls and doing all the usual teenager stuff.
You were hard, didn't you?
And do you know when you start spooking each other out? Mm. And then, like, there's a well-known haunting story about the mansion, isn't there?
I've never heard of it.
The museum.
Yeah, I heard
about
it. About
the old woman.
Not fully.
Yeah, but that's in the museum, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
It's the grounds. It's the grounds, Aaron, of the museum.
Right.
Grounds and museum.
So where did you see the ghost, Jay?
Where there's like... Kieran, did you go on museum trips back in the day?
Yeah.
Did you ever do the mosaic making?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in like the outbuilding at the back.
Mm.
And there's a road between the museum and the outbuilding, isn't there? Well, we used to go down there and do stuff down there because it was quite off the road. And that's where she used to walk, apparently. And then one day, we were all going down, heading back to one of my friend's house. And we see this woman walking in front of us.
Mm.
And we thought, oh, she must just be, like, walking through the park or whatever.
Did she look like a normal woman?
Well, she was wearing a white.
She's, like, white.
Like, just white.
She's, like, whited out.
But it was dark. You couldn't really see.
Like a dress?
Well, it looked like a dress, like a long dress. Mm. And she's walking ahead of us.
So is she really pale? She really pale?
She had her back to us.
What's she walking like?
Yeah.
Just walking.
Is she like,
Not floating, nothing like that.
Staggering or doing some sort of weird...
Nothing like in the
movies.
Not
a head 360 or...
Not a head spinning 180 degrees, nothing like that.
No, this, I'm confessing this to you.
Yeah, go on,
And then she kept walking ahead of us, and then when she went round the corner...
She disappeared.
No, we went round the corner, and she just carried on walking, and then she walked where the tennis courts were.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where the tennis courts were?
I know
where,
yeah.
She walked straight through the tennis courts.
Right.
Straight into them.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
She walked into the gate.
She walked into the side of the tennis courts,
happened. The fence, she walked into the fence and disappeared.
Yeah, but obviously we were all
drunk.
What were you
drinking or smoking that night? What was that?
It is famous.
I'll put it this way, I was highly intoxicated. And we ran like fuck. And we ran all the way back to mate's house, who lived right by the park. And we all sat in there. And we all sat around and talked about what we saw.
Yeah.
And everyone saw the same thing. Even the sober guys.
It is a famous...
Well, if you guys ever been to the place that's just outside of Luton, it's what do you call it? What are people called where they don't have electric and...
Mormon.
Mormon. Mormons,
is that right?
Is it Mormons? No.
No. Amish.
There
are no Amish people in England, is there?
Yeah, there's Amish people that live just outside of Luton.
No
what's
way.
What's a Mormon?
Yeah, I've been there.
A Mormon is like a strict...
You're not allowed to do anything, really.
Christian.
Yeah, like, you can't...
Drink. You're allowed drink. Multiple wives. You can't drink.
But, like, Amish, they don't believe in technology. They don't believe in anything like that. Yeah, no, so, yeah, basically, when you go there, there's... The way that they know that you've entered... It's a cul-de-sac type-looking place. So, you go down, it's a really long road, and at the bottom, you can turn around and come back again. But the way they know is, when you enter the cul-de-sac, there's string across the cul-de-sac thing, and what it does is it rings those bells as you go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they come out and shout at you.
Where the fuck is this place?
It's near, we can drive there, isn't it? Should we do it?
Not
now.
What if they attack us?
They do come out of your houses and shout at you, until you go away.
I'll attack them.
They're weird inbred.
They've got horses everywhere and that. Yeah, it's just outside Luton. I've been there like 3 times.
Where?
I can't remember what it was. It's like out in the sticks somewhere. I think it's like between Bedford and Shefford or something like that. Some crazy unknown thing. But yeah, it's out there as well. And there's a derelict house near there as well. That's actually meant to be haunted as well. But I've been there before, and it's not that bad.
I think I know where that derelict house is.
Yeah, cause it's near. That's near St. Albans.
I went somewhere with a mate once.
That's near St. Albans. That derelict house.
It's like in the middle of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there.
Loads of teenagers
fuck
go
that.
There. When I went there.
Like, I ain't going to no fucking Amish, but like, they'd come out with guns and stuff.
Nah, not Amish.
No, they don't have guns. They just come out and shout at you, tell you to go away.
I'll tell them.
You know, what? Can you do a quick whip around and get out?
Yeah, you go down to the cul-de-sac, come down to the bottom, go back out again.
I'll tell them to suck my balls.
But when you go down, when you drive down, you're setting off the little bells that they've got outside their house as you go, the more you're going down. So they all come out and start shouting.
What's that tripwires?
Yeah.
But they must be like inbred, isn't it, to carry on their life the way they are.
And the kids are all mental as well. They all come out and like start trying to go at you.
Yeah, because they're fucking results of cousins.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just
it's probably not even that.
It's pretty strange there. I went there when I was in high school, but I can't remember exactly where it is. Someone of my mates drove me there.
I'm not going back onto the ghost.
It's near McDonald's. That's how I know it, because it's near McDonald's, because you can get McDonald's and go there, and that's what a lot of people used to do in college.
That's strange.
Going back to the ghost things, I'm not, you know, a big believer of the ghosts, but it's just happened the other day as well. My mate from work, and the reason why I think, I believe that he believes it, because he's not someone that would just make it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know him. He wouldn't just make it up out of the blue.
Are you saying that I made up that story that I just told you?
No, I'm just saying, Jamie, like, you were highly intoxicated that night. You know, you could have seen stuff, you know, you could have been pissed up, you know what I mean?
Go on.
Anyway, my mate, just like this week, you know, he said he woke up in the middle of the night and there was a ghost woman at the end of his bed that was, like, banging in the windowsill like a drum. And like he could move and everything, because I asked him if he was like a sleep paralysis or whatever. He says, no, so I got up. I sat up and she was just sitting there banging the windowsill. And then she just disappeared. And then like he's just like, since then he's convinced like this happened. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, that would fuck me up.
To be fair, if I woke up and if that actually did happen, then yeah, I'd freak out.
Yeah, but the thing is though, like he seems quite alright with it. He seems quite right of it. I wouldn't be able to sleep. No one would believe you, first of all.
I'd have to move out of the house.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Yeah, that's what annoys me.
Because you know next stage is, yeah, there's full-on priest come around and you're possessed hanging off the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's it. That's full-on next stage.
And your head has gone 360 degrees round you and you're sitting there screaming.
Priest throwing holy water saying you're going to be all right.
You're twitching, yeah. You're looking at mum, yeah. And mum's going, you're right, darling. You're like...
Be like the end of Sinister, Insidious, isn't it?
Where Mum will be going, Duncan.
She's inside him.
I think we'll have to get the priest round and turn around. Aaron's spinning.
Yeah, I'll just go.
Gone bright green.
Just keeps like squirting titty milk at you and stuff.
It's like what was that famous possession back in the old times?
Emily Rose.
That was her. Have you heard the clips of her?
Yeah.
Have you heard them?
They're insane.
They're like...
Well, Emily Rose was the movie, wasn't it? The real woman.
They're based
called
on something
else,
yeah. They're Russian, aren't they?
No, she was American.
American.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It was the...
I've seen the original Enfield...
She stops eating altogether.
Enfield hauntings.
Yeah.
Did you see the original investigation footage on it? wear, and I put on the podcast.
What, Enfield?
Her voice, the voice that she was getting brought through her.
Yeah.
I put it on the podcast that time.
Yeah, it might have been that, yeah.
Madness.
It's the priest, he done like documents of like recordings of his experiences with her.
Yeah.
But there was no pictures of her, but the pictures of her, like she didn't eat, she didn't sleep. You know? How would you explain that though? Because that's not like schizophrenia.
No, it probably would be. It'd be a form of schizophrenia.
Yeah, but it's a serious form.
Do you put it all down to mental illness then? Yeah.
Something like that.
You need to watch that TV show that I told you about.
Yeah, but when you watch it,
what about the voice?
But that's just, she thinks she's someone else. That's split personality. That's like maybe like a severe form of bipolar or something.
Where she thinks that she... Was she died of?
I think she eventually killed herself.
Yeah. It's one of those things,
in quite a dramatic fashion.
Didn't she grow out her nails and, like, start, like, slashing her wrists?
I can't remember what she did.
Yeah.
It's a good story. It's a good movie as well. The film they made about it.
Mm.
A lot of horror people don't like it because it's not got the classic horror shit in it. Like, because horror people are quite geeky, but
they love all their scares and all that.
The jump scares and
that. Yeah, but it was good. I can't remember what I was going to say now. What was you saying, Kira? Oh, the scientific thing. You need to watch that TV show I told you about called Evil.
What's it on?
It's on Sky at the minute.
It's on Now TV then?
It should be on Now TV, yeah. I think it's on Fox. But anyway, it compares the psychiatric side to the... It's a fiction thing. It's like a drama. But it compares like the real thing and possessions. Like, so it's the church working with a psychiatrist and some freaky shit happens in that, man. It's really creepy.
It's not real though, is it?
It's not real, no. But it's based on real stories that happened. And there's a lot they actually it's similar to a Project Blue Book. There's a lot they actually show are not real, and that it is like psychiatric problems. And then there's a lot that they can't explain.
Yeah, I might have to give it a go.
And it's based on a real priest, priest in training, and an actual real psychiatrist that went through it all.
Fair enough.
Well, their account's what they said, isn't it?
Mm. All right then, guys, we'll move on to the next bit. We'll bring back a thing that I did last year. We'll bring back the top 10 Halloween costumes of this year.
Of this year?
2020.
Yeah, so, October 2020.
Right.
Can you guess any of them?
Number one's got to be a COVID. Like
nurse,
suit,
doctor,
like
COVID is on there.
Like a COVID,
but it's not COVID.
A COVID molecule.
No, what were we in?
Like a germ
lockdown.
Yeah, what was it called?
Lockdown.
Okay.
Prison.
No, quarantine.
Like a quarantine
suit. Yeah, couch potato.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so people like dress up as like a couch potato thing, and then they put like hazard stuff all over them.
That's good. That's good. I would go with
quarantine couch potato. That's number five. Right, what's number... What do you think number one is? What was massive this year?
From this year?
What took the world by storm?
Tiger King. Joe Exotic
and Carol Baskin costumes.
Both. Oh, look at that. Aaron, you would suit your colouring.
That's racism.
That's not racism. His colouring, isn't it?
Yeah, your colouring, Aaron.
You could go full Joe Exotic if we were having a number two party.
I don't know if you guys ever watched this, though. It's one of the biggest... releases of a movie this year, I'd say, kind of.
I don't even know what's come out this year.
It's on Disney.
Is it Mulan?
No.
That's that other fucking thing. I know what you're talking about.
Is it?
It's singing.
Oh. Frozen. No. It's where they do all the first United States men, but they're all black.
What?
It's Hamilton.
Hamilton, that's it.
I don't know what he's...
So it's a story about Alexander Hamilton, the guy that was one of the guys that wrote the founded. First Amendment. Yeah, and that kind founded, of stuff. Founding yes. father.
What, was he black?
It's a musical. It's done by loads of like famous rap... Well, not rap artists, but rap like singers.
The original men weren't black, Aaron, but they made so that, in this, they've like turned that. It. So it's a bit more
up-to-date. That's the guy that made it and wrote it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a bit more up-to-date.
What I don't get about stuff like that is
Lin-Manuel Miranda, his name is. So basically he wrote it and then he stars in it as the main character. How fun is that? Lin-Manuel Miranda, that guy. The only reason why I know this is because Bess made me watch it like 3 times. He's the main guy. He plays Hamilton.
He's white.
No, he's like, I don't know what he is. He's like, like Hispanic or maybe Jewish.
The thing is about female. Right,
anyway.
Female Iron Man and that.
Moving on. Number 3. I'll give you, this one's quite a hard one. It's a couple that got together this year that is very obscure, I'd say.
Elon Musk and piece of shit woman.
No. No, they had a baby. I think they've been together for a while, those
they've,
two. But...
they've had like 6 kids, Jay.
Yeah. It's a couple that got together this year. And everyone hates on him, on the guy. But then the girl, I think people quite like the woman. Well, I don't have anything wrong. She's
it's not Love Island, is it?
No, they're American, quite famous.
They got together this year.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez.
She's older than him.
Justin Bieber.
No, because he's older than her.
The Weeknd.
No.
Is it a singer?
One of them's a singer. The man's a singer. He's also an actor.
Tim Blake?
No, he's also an actor.
Michael Jackson's kid?
No. The woman was in Transformers.
Megan Fox.
Oh, MGK and Megan Fox.
Yeah, you can get them costumes.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think in America, this is an American site.
Pop punk,
so.
Pop punk MGK or rapper MGK?
That MGK.
Okay.
He's gone fully pop punk now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he is quite good, actually.
Number 4.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Number 4.
He's a bit of a dick.
What's number 4?
Yeah. I don't know.
Something big happened this year. It's happened in America and UK now. It's a TV show. It happened when we were in quarantine. That's why everyone went mad about it. When we was in like, the middle part of quarantine.
It's not Tiger King.
No.
I don't know, man.
It was on like BBC or Radio 1 or something. No, not Radio 1. ITV, something like that. Maybe Channel 4.
Peaky Blinders?
I never watched it. Remember? It's a singing programme.
I don't like singing programmes.
Masked Singer.
Masked Singer.
What?
Yeah, you can get all those Halloween costumes. So you can get the Pineapple Geezer.
What's his name? Won that, didn't he?
Pineapple Max.
Jason Manford. Is, apparently. Jason Manford.
You can get like the owl. Is it an owl or a bird or something like that?
I don't know.
Or unicorn or something like that. You can get, there's all different.
They're all really good costumes. So if you could get them, that would be
wicked. No, but you get like rip-offs of them.
Yeah.
You don't get the whole actual unicorn thing. But yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah, Jason Manford, he was the hedgehog, innit?
He won it.
He won it.
Yeah.
Right, number 6 then, because number 5 was Couch Potato. What's number 6?
Is it getting more obscure?
I'd say this one's a little bit more niche towards like the movie industry.
Is it 2020 again?
Yeah, 2020 this year.
Yeah, but is it based on something from this year?
Yeah, something that came out this year, yeah.
Something from Tenet?
No.
A movie?
Borat?
No.
A movie?
A movie. Give you a clue. He wears a red jumper.
That's supposed to mean anything to me.
Yeah, because it's very famous. That's the costume. That's the whole costume, the red jumper.
He's wearing red, that's it. Penis
Winnie
out.
The Pooh.
No, no.
Penis
Winnie
out.
The Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh wears a red top.
It does. No. It does. Is it Tom does. Hanks in Mr. Rogers.
I don't know what it is.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. I haven't watched that.
Mr. Rogers.
You got COVID, didn't he?
I have no idea what
I don't know what
Mr.
It is.
Rogers. Mr. Rogers...
You don't know where it is.
People, I don't really know what Mr. People Rogers got terrible.
I'm pretty sure it's something idea, to do with that TV show.
What happened to the T-Rex costumes? They're brilliant.
They ain't no one going anywhere anyway.
Yeah. What are they going to the back garden with the three mates that they got in their bubble?
Mr. Rogers is an American TV host, producer, showrunner, Mr. Rogers' Neighbourhood.
What, was he a paedophile?
Did he molest someone?
No, I don't think so.
Was he part of Michael Jackson's
crew?
What's the
point of the movie if it's just about a normal
What happened to Mr. Rogers? Yeah. He died of stomach cancer.
Well then.
What, because he's raping someone? Was he a rapist? Did he piss on kids?
No, but Tom Hanks plays him in a movie. Famously played him in a movie.
Was he R. Kelly in people? That's what we need to know.
Must have been a big story about it. It must be big in America or something.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's America. You can buy all that shit from Walmart. Right, I don't think you're going to know this one, but number 7 is Maya from Little Fires Everywhere.
I don't know what that is.
That's some TV show. Right, number 8. This one you'll know.
Is it T-Rex costume?
No. Superman. It is. What was one of the most famous songs this year?
The Weeknd.
No.
It's gotta be The Weeknd.
No, I think it came out this year, 2020. It might have come out in 2019, maybe. End of 2019.
It's not The Weeknd.
No.
He's got a famous new look now.
Rode a Horse.
Oh, Old Town Road.
Yeah.
That came out 2 years ago, Kieran.
No, it came out last year. So, Lil Nas.
Yeah, he's gay.
Billy Cyrus.
He's gay.
Is it Lil Nas that sang that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lil Nas, yeah.
Lil Nas. What did he famously turn up to in? He turned up to like a music award ceremony in what?
Paper bag?
No, that was Share the Booth.
If you want about the
Exodia, he turned up,
Exodia looking thing.
No, he turned up in a full pink cowboy outfit to the 2020 Grammys.
Yeah, he's gay.
He's bisexual,
no,
apparently.
No, he's actually gay.
Apparently he's bisexual.
He's fully gay.
Well, yeah, hot pink with...
he's taking out the...
With cowboy hat.
He's taking out the poo shoot.
Shoulder pads, the whole lot.
Fucking hell.
He's right, taking out number the 9. Shoot. I'm pretty sure this was on last year's one,
if
actually.
I'm just saying, so if I went to a party and someone put a pink suit, I wouldn't go ask Lil Nas. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking he's a bit weird.
You wouldn't expect it of a rapper, would you? That's quite...
Yeah, but he's gay.
Yeah, number 9 is something that you has on is an app on your phone. Something inside the
Tinder?
App. Something inside the app.
NHS. App.
No, you take pictures with them.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Yeah, what?
Snapchat Ghost.
No. What can you put on Snapchat?
Filters.
Yeah, Snapchat filters.
Oh.
You can do like the unicorn one with the mouth getting sick. All
that's
that kind of thing.
Idea.
Yeah,
I was trying to say the barcode thing, isn't it?
And then number 10 was a random. You can be a cow if you want to be a cow, but it's just saying if you don't want to go for anything pop culture, you can be this.
What is going on, man?
I know that's number 10. But yeah, I thought that was not bad.
Be a T-Rex.
If you had kids this year, would you take them trick or treating?
Yeah, I'd be going with them, man. No. Trick or treat is lit, mate.
Yeah, but the fucking COVID, man. You have to be... You'd be dettling their fucking sweets before they put it in their mouth.
Nah, bruv, look, yeah. Kids get COVID, it's right,
isn't it? I wouldn't take them out this year.
If I had kids this year, yeah, they're not going out trick-or-treating.
Apparently,
they'll be a day old.
Top 10, well, top 13 pop culture ones from this year. Number 1 is Carol Baskin.
Hello, my kids.
Number 2.
My cats and killings.
Yeah, my cats and killings. Number 2 is Harley Quinn from Birds of Prey. Because she's got a new costume now, so every gal that wants to get a bit of titty out.
Do you remember Matt last year? Look at
yeah, staring at the.
He just kept looking at her. And she
Where
was
did
like,
we
what?
Where did we go?
I can't remember now.
Never
Wonder Woman from Wonder Woman 1984. There's a new costume kind of ish for her, so that'll
it's
be
just
back.
The slutty ones.
Cheerleaders from Cheer on Netflix.
Yeah, again, just sluts.
Did you watch that?
No.
It's actually pretty good, you know.
You filthy bastard.
Me and Beth watched that together. Black Widow.
Of course.
Kieran watched that with his dick out.
Fully. It's not even out yet, is it?
Cats costume from Cats.
Oh, mate. That
was the film that bombed, though.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
well,
the costume is like looking a bit slutty, so girls will be on
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, when that movie come out, things start going downhill. in terms of the world.
A fuzzy bear onesie from the Masked Singer.
Is it Slay?
Oh, right.
I don't know. It looks like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. But the costumes from those ones were pretty like high quality, weren't they? They weren't like shitty ones. Apparently you can dress up as folky Taylor Swift, because apparently she's gone all folk singing now on it. So you can dress like her apparently if you
folk,
want to.
Of course, folk.
Like folk.
Folk music.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What's folk fucking, music. Folk music. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever it's
folk
fucking music. Called.
Folk.
What was a really famous song this year?
Dying.
It goes... Do 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 do. Yeah, you can be a baby shark family, Jamie.
That's not this year. That's about 4 years ago.
No, it wasn't, mate.
Baby shark.
It fucking wasn't.
Was that famous as shit? No, it wasn't. It was about 2 years ago.
You can be some woman from
Sluts R Us.
The Good Place. I didn't watch fucking Sluts R Us, Aaron. Calm down over there.
I think if we go to
you could be Forky from Toy Story 4. Who watched that?
Forky's brilliant.
Yeah, he'd be a big fork.
He keeps trying to put himself in the bin, isn't it?
Big fork. He's an emotional roller coaster, that kid.
It's just like you, isn't it?
Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones. A pretty cool outfit, to be fair. You can buy all this on Amazon, you know.
Smash her like those.
What, if I dressed like that, would you...
Well, after the genocide, would you still fuck her?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. She's crazy. I like crazy.
You can buy like an Instagram filter, like... Cut out thing.
That's long. Carrying that around.
Carrying that around with you. Imagine that, man. Having to pick that up all the time. That's it. That was it. Lovely, wasn't it? Lovely.
There you go.
So basically, people sluts.
I've got another one if you want to play another one.
Good in.
But, okay. So what this is it's the classic, I'll play theme tune to you guys.
Right.
And you have to figure out what's...
So we're getting copyrighted again.
What it is...
Teletubby's going to take us down.
No, because it's only like 5 seconds. Well, we can't sing it. No singing allowed.
I've got a music game afterwards as well.
Yeah, so basically it's the same thing. So I'm going to play a 10-second clip from a soundtrack. It's Halloween related, remember that? So scary movies, things like that, yeah? Horror movies, okay?
Yeah.
Are we going to know these? Are they?
Yeah, I've looked through them, so you're going to know. There was one where I was like, what the fuck is that? Right, ready? Right, you ready?
Halloween.
Oh, that's it, Jamie. Got that. Halloween. 1978, that was, Jamie. Halloween. 1978.
Have you seen the original one?
Yeah, seen the original one.
Creepy.
Next one.
Is that,
1960s.
Is that The Shining?
No, 1960s.
That is... 1960s.
I'm not very good with horror movies.
Not The Shining, then.
No.
Dracula?
Very famous.
Dracula?
Birds?
No.
Dracula?
No. Yellow?
Frankenstein?
No, yellow Frankenstein.
I don't know, yeah, maybe there's some more...
The movie poster, that's it, Psycho.
What do you mean yellow?
Because the movie poster was, like, yellow.
How am I supposed to know that?
You should know it, Aaron.
Jaws.
Oh, Jamie got there
again. Surely got that.
That's 3-0 to Jamie. Jamie definitely got there. 1975, that one is. Jaws, 1975.
It's weird how all the classics come out so long ago, right?
E.T. Halloween.
Not Halloween. Friday the 13th.
Freddy Krueger.
Yes, Aaron got it right. Oh. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is a creepy song, though.
Yeah.
I should just count them down.
Freddy Krueger. This is still the same one, though.
Silent Hill. 2004, more modern this one.
Silent Hill.
No.
Silent Hill was a game, wasn't it?
Resident Evil.
No.
A game, still.
Yeah, they're fucking films as well.
Frozen 4.
Oh, Saw.
Saw, correct. When he, I think he doesn't do it at the beginning. I think it does it at the end where he explains what's happening.
Yeah,
to
when
them.
It all starts unraveling.
It all starts unraveling. It's like, yeah.
Then you just get so excited, and I'm like, punching the fucking table, getting so excited about it.
Now, do you know what freaked me out in Saw? You know when, in the first one, when he crawls out the back with the pig head on and crawls, and you can see him in the little, you know, in like a car park when you can't see around the corner, and there's that little mirror up in the corner, you can see him crawling towards her, and you're like, bruh.
I need to watch them again, and they were really good.
Yeah,
films.
They were really good. They're really fucked up, though.
They're not on anything online, are they?
They are. They're on a. Amazon.
Yeah, but you have to buy them. You have to buy them. That's The Shining.
1980, The Shining.
Brilliant film.
That reminds me of Time Splitters.
1982. That one's quite a hard one, to be fair. 1982. That's very famous.
The Exorcist.
No.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
That was a complete guess.
Yeah, I don't really know that one. I've seen the Poltergeist, but I don't remember that being music.
I'm not good with horror movies.
Have you got a point?
I've got one point. Dude, it's like Name of Footloose, Jay. You know.
1988.
Friday the 13th.
The Exorcist.
No,
The Exorcist was in the 70s.
Halloween.
It's not Friday the 13th.
No, I'd say this one's not really like a scary one. It's more like a
E.T.
funny scary.
E.T.
Like a funny
scary movie.
Horror
Gremlins.
No.
Scary movie.
No.
What in the 80s?
Scream.
Bro?
1988.
Scream.
No.
Scream was actually pretty scary.
It was the original one.
Not like scary, it's just like jump scary. But this one's like more like, oh my god, what the fuck.
Is it a slasher film?
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. As soon as I say one word, you'll know exactly what it is.
Slasher film from the 80s. Kind of funny.
Has a doll in it.
Scarface.
A doll.
A doll?
Runs around. The doll runs
Chucky.
Around. Yeah, Chucky. The doll runs around.
Why couldn't I think of that?
I don't know.
I said Scarface because the Batman villain Scarface, who's a doll.
What? Yeah. I didn't even take in what you said, though.
Yeah. I just wanted to read it right.
That Hellraiser
1996
Blade?
No.
Scream.
Scream. Beginning bit to Scream.
That's scary.
I remember that bit at the beginning.
I don't know. This can be definitely boring. I'm just going through the list in my head that I know.
That's a good intro song.
Exorcist
1981.
Conjuring.
I think this one is. Oh, I don't think you would have watched this one, Aaron.
I've not 1981. Watched, I've not watched any of these.
Jamie definitely has watched this.
I've never watched any of these.
Me and Jamie have had conversations about this movie.
Hannibal.
No.
Dead.
Evil Dead.
I don't know what it is.
You don't want to know.
Evil Dead is.
When we next come around my house, what we'll do, I'll download the remake of Evil Dead and we'll watch that because it is the most horrific film
in what
you've
way?
Ever seen. It's gory, it's scary, it's everything, isn't it?
I just can't do
it's
the jump
totally
scares.
It's totally fucked. Well, that film's got jump scares in it, isn't it?
I don't think I've watched the remake. I've watched the original one.
It sounds like quite suspense.
That's 1987, that one.
Suspenseful.
Exorcist.
Oh, I've never seen this one.
The Ring. What?
I don't know. No, not The Ring. It's quite hard to explain this one. I've never seen it. It's one of the top horror movies I've never ever seen.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. Never seen it. Don't even know what it's about.
It's fucked up.
What is it?
It's hard to explain. It's just like super fucked up.
Isn't it like a demon or something?
Yeah, it's like he's called Pinhead.
Pinhead.
And I've seen him. I know what he looks like, but I couldn't tell you anything about him.
He has like slashes all down his face, and he's got pins everywhere.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up. I watched it as a child. I ain't seen it since.
Oh.
When they're that old, it's hard to watch.
2002?
The Woman in Black. Pointing in Connecticut.
No.
It's a famous one, isn't it?
It's quite famous, yeah.
It's really famous.
Yeah. No, it's not really famous. It's a really famous movie. I wouldn't say that theme's really famous. It's not like Halloween when you Exorcist. Know it instantly off by heart.
I'm going to keep saying Exorcist, Kieran.
No. You said it before, though.
When did the Exorcist come out, bruv? Like, I don't know.
1970s, I think. 1980s.
1977, I think.
We said it before.
Yeah, you said it already. Give you a clue.
I said it.
TV.
Haunted in a Blind House.
Haunted in a Blind Man?
No, it's not. The TV's in it.
Oh, The Ring.
Yeah, The Ring. That's she comes the ring. Out the TV.
Didn't you say The Ring?
No.
No, he said The Ring for the last one.
What did you say? What was that? Oh, I don't know. I just keep going.
'76.
Exorcist.
I think you would have watched this, Jamie. I don't know about Aaron.
I've not watched any of these films, Kieran. I'm a pussy.
Famous scene, loads of blood.
Dexter?
No, it's a film, Aaron.
Yeah, when you say a lot of blood...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, she's covered in blood.
Is that girl in it?
Where's Johnny? Who's Johnny? No?
What's that film? That's The Shining.
It's about a girl, isn't it? That was bullied and she goes on the mad one.
Carrie.
Aaron pulled it out of the bag with that one.
It's where she goes on the mask and the prom, isn't it?
Yeah, she's like, fuck, she has the powers.
Yeah, I've never watched it. The Exorcist.
2010.
Oh, The Woman in Black.
Insidious. I know it'd be one of them ones.
The Woman in Black really
That one I didn't
up.
Really get. I would have said, Tiptoes Through the Tulips. It's like, Tiptoes Through the Tulips. Yeah, that one would have been more freaky. I remember I watched that scene and I was like...
That's scary as fuck. He's cutting his eyes out.
The Woman in Black was terrifying. But I didn't see it for like a week after that.
2012, this one?
Woman in Black. Insidious. Sinister. Sinister.
The Woman in Black, Aaron, you're correct. Yeah.
Sinister was voted the scariest movie of all time. Yes. This year.
Yeah. That scared the bejesus out of me.
I do agree, it was a scary film.
Sinister 1 was really good. Sinister 2 was like, literally, I fell off a planet.
Sinister 1 was
you already knew what the fuck was going on.
The videotape one, wasn't it?
Yeah, when he finds all the videotapes in the loft.
And Ethan Hawke was in it as well, which is a good actor.
And it was, what was his name, Mr. Boogie or something?
That was terrifying.
Have you watched The Babadook yet?
No.
You need to watch The Babadook.
Apparently someone told me Babadook was really bad.
It's one of the best horror movies ever. It's Australian.
Oh, really? I'll have to watch them.
They say it's like, Babadook, dog, dog.
Isn't that racist?
No. It's Babadook is the creature. It's fucking scary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sounds like the Mexican
one. Have you watched It Follows yet?
Yeah, I've seen It Follows.
Have you seen It Follows?
No, that's another one. What we need to do, you need to come around, we do a little horror night.
No,
Watch It Follows, watch Evil Dead, get you fucked up, Aaron, and then...
I'll be sitting here...
Send you back to Mum quivering.
And then me and Jamie were going up and down the lift all night. Just constantly pressing up and down on it.
You've got to do it before I move, and we'll keep going up and down, see if the woman gets in, and then we'll knock her the fuck out.
It's not 10 floors, though.
We'll just go up 10 floors, pretend.
You can't. I told you the requirements. It has to be 10 floors.
Does it have to be that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you need to go up to the 10th floor. you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, that's it with episode 68. Hope you guys enjoyed it. See you next week.
Right, guys, it's Aaron from the Pinch Mop Podcast, and this is the tune of the week from an artist called Christopher Marciano. The song is called Up Down. He's from St. Augustine, Florida, and he's a great up-and-coming artist. Give him a listen, guys, because that's the Pinch Mop Podcast. We think he could actually go somewhere in this music industry. Yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys, and good day.
See, if you were my love, your eyes won't cry, 'cause I want to save you. No, I want to hurt you, but it just leaves you up, down, around, a roller coaster. But I should know that I want to give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Yeah, I want to give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Feel right, I don't think that you realize I got you feeling like you know love. So let's keep it on the low, 'cause I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Yeah, I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Up down, 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 up down. Want you, you want me, I know that it's crazy, but trust and believe me, I'll make you my baby. I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. But you know that I wanna, yeah, I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Yeah, one night make you feel right. I don't think that you realize I got you feeling like you know love. So let's keep it on the low, 'cause I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Ooh, I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love. Up down, 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 up down. I want you, you want me, I know that it's crazy, but trust and believe me, I'll make you my baby. Up down, up down, up down. No, I wanna hurt you. I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Yeah, I wanna give you my love, my love, my love, my love, my love.